From part one, Pushkin. I have been with myself day and night through unnumbered forests until I knew the flowers by touch and name, leading to the border where words elude reason. I've seen them in hyphens stitching parts, white lining the way for dogs, to the flame of the shrine on the olive road, to the gnarled tree where the dragon bird broods over his eggs, hatching pharmacies of pain. Give me the fourth syllable so I may relax between your caesura. Look at this beautiful poem and how he hated Heine for it. Strange to read it in Russian with a phonological rook pasting his beak to A for apple, hammering the jelly worm of words into the wall, nailed there root and branch and running into nothing but a juice stain. Schelling describes him as unhinged. There is a split spruce V in the forest of dichotomies. The resin trails in splatters from the wound. I tried not to be ill, but you're there with your succubus at the shelf of smellies. Where are you tonight? You've powdered over your hyphen trail with snow till it whiffs with the aromas of shop peach and stale avocado, disguising that scarred after effect of the detonated image. It's no good leaving those pebbles a sign. They look like isolated snowberries. I have studied the relations of explicitness and ambiguity there. I want to be your pot-bellied pregnancy. I want your unguents over my eyes. I want to write, we people are a dialogue. I want to stitch the wound chagrin. I want to go to work in the morning and forget all about it. The cold frost gathering on the grating. I can take the sky's hatch off, a door which has become unhinged. I'll replace it with stitching, shapes fill the air, birds like flat black pieces of cloth, and in the corner the dragon man waits, the infinity of isolated moments. He has written in embryo, searching for the monologic. The ink is red russet, bearing the heat of the hearer's attention, or bits of paper, confetti, rice for the rook to pick at. Such a syndrome strikes me. That the buildings are jelloid, full of grammatical shifters. There are goats grazing for meaning. The field is a slop of oil green. The conger will peck at it with numb teeth, turning it into chains of abstractor. I will work the needle burned into a flame to sear the wound. Morning and the bird skews across the light. Morning and you whistle for your dog. Morning and the day is placed by catchment. The sun sinks with a hint of lemon. Morning where the frost has gathered on the grating. There is a glow in the distance. In the yard your shoulder is framed by the window. Fresh butter light catches your hair. Morning. Later you'll brush away the fallen leaves. Read it in the paper. The rote of despair and disaster. Read it in the shower of getting B from A. Read it in the lines written on your palm. Hear it in the Lexus which falls rainbow sweet from your tongue. Hear it in the warming day as a garden bee. Hear it as I wrap my shirt over my fence. Hear it as my teeth bite across into my toast. I kiss his cheek and hold him as I go, breaking down into sentiment and mannerisms.